Sonia, thanks for joining us. Can you give us an idea of how many people depend on Roadrunner Food Bank?
Yeah, it's harder to quantify, but I can tell you, you know, right now there is research that has been produced by our national organization, Feeding America, that definitely shows that hunger during this pandemic is on the increase. The study looked at the impact specifically on unemployment, on hunger, and it came up with the fact that there are so many more people, given the unemployment figures, that are at risk of hunger during this time. And to give you kind of some ratios to put in perspective for you, pre-pandemic, it was 1 in 4 children before the pandemic and 1 in 6 overall for the overall population. And that research right now is showing that now it's going to be 1 in 3 children at risk of hunger and 1 in 5 people overall. And it's not like, you know, we had great stats in terms of where we fell with hunger before this either. So it's just continuing to contribute to people's poverty. And of course, the fact that people are experiencing food insecurity for the very first time in their lives.
So how has the pandemic and its rising demand on your organization impacted your group?
Tremendously. You know, Roadrunner Food Bank, although we are based in Albuquerque, we serve 16 counties, including southern New Mexico, where we're pushing food out of our distribution center into those counties to partners that we work with that include, you know, food pantries and soup kitchens and group homes, schools that we have special hunger relief programs through, senior sites, low-income senior housing centers, and also some healthcare partners as well. And so that through that distribution network, what we have seen in the early days of the pandemic is some of our sites simply said, we've got to close. We don't think we can have, we can do these food distributions safely. We're not sure that we can get our volunteers in because many of them are volunteer run, and we're seeing massive numbers of volunteers cancel simply because they were seniors, and we all know that seniors tend to be impacted by the virus in a more significant way. And so part of the initial months during the pandemic, what our staff that works with our partners had to do is start saying, hey, here's ideas on how we can distribute food effectively, efficiently, safely, and still meet the need. And so we spent a lot of time in those first few months talking to our partners all across the state and including in southern New Mexico to make sure that, like, hey, we're giving you tools that you can try to use to kind of overcome some of these initial barriers to distribute food safely. And for the most part, most of our network has opened back up, but some of that has ebbed and flowed during this time. And really what that meant for the food bank is that we had to start up brand new distributions in many communities. Luna County is an example. We were doing distributions there very regularly in the early days of the pandemic until we could help stabilize some of our partners in that area. And it's meant that some of those drive-through distributions that you see happening, whether it's a partner agency of ours doing them or food bank staff and volunteers doing them, have continued. And what's kind of been interesting is, you know, I don't think any of us ever knew we would need large parking lots in the same way that we do right now. But, you know, some of these drive-through distributions do require access to large parking lots for us to register clients, have them drive through, have food boxes placed in their trunk or their back seat, and then drive away just to honor all those social distancing requirements that are needed right now.
With the announcement of a COVID-19 vaccine, there is some hope that the end of the pandemic may be on the horizon. What are your thoughts on the effects of this pandemic and the recession and how it may continue to impact our state, straining food banks?
You know, there was local economists in the state that released a report that came out in local media in the midsummer months, saying that at that point in time, you know, the pandemic would likely impact our state for 3, 4, or 5 years or more. And, you know, that was 6 months ago. The longer that this goes on and the longer that people don't have the ability to, you know, access regular work to cover their bills and feed their family, it puts people further into poverty and for a longer period of time, right? We all know people who've been impacted by unemployment, and maybe it was temporary, maybe it's been long term. And whether those jobs come back like they were previous to this is an unknown for sure. But people have exhausted a lot of those savings, especially if they've been in an employment situation, even if it's just one member of their household or both members of their household. And so we do expect that, you know, hunger and poverty will remain very high in our state because this is not something people can recover from in a month.
Sonia Warwick is a communications officer with Roadrunner Food Bank. Sonia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And just a shout out to everybody who is helping in this time. We know it's created undue stress on so many additional people, and we're just so grateful that people are responding and continuing to help.